Well, the head of North Carolina's Republican Party says he's open to a new election in the state's 9th congressional district if state officials find substantial evidence of election fraud. In one of the last unresolved races of the midterm elections, Republican Mark Harris is 905 votes ahead of his Democratic opponent, Dan McCready. But there are allegations that absentee ballots were illegally gathered by someone working for the Harris campaign. Joining us now is WUNC politics reporter Rusty Jacobs. Rusty, there have been a lot of developments today. What's the latest at this point?
Yeah, it's been a busy day already. A group of Republican state senators got together and called on the governor to form a bipartisan task force to investigate not only wrongdoing in the 2018 elections in Bladen County, the center of some of the alleged wrongdoing here, but also past election cycles. Governor has already responded. His spokesman gave me a statement saying, we just want the investigation to continue, the State Board of Elections investigation and other investigations that have been undertaken by state prosecutors. And then, as you've noted, Dallas Woodhouse, chair of the state Republican Party, has said he supports delay in certification, the certification of this victory, supposed victory by Mark Harris, and letting the investigation lead where it may, even if that means a new election.
And what would a new election mean? Would that mean starting over from scratch or having the same candidates run again? What?
It would mean essentially the race being done over, including a libertarian candidate. There was a third candidate in the race who didn't get nearly as many votes, obviously, as the Democrat and the Republican. But it would, and that's one thing that the state party chair, the Republican chair, Dallas Woodhouse, keeps saying. He's saying, look, this is a huge step because we're talking about what he calls disenfranchising several hundred thousand voters who did vote legally. But we're talking about Bladen County and actually Robeson County, two counties where an inordinate number of absentee ballots were requested but not returned. And so that has raised a lot of suspicions for people.
And the suspicion centers on a political operative named McCray Dallas. What exactly is he accused of?
Well, it looks he's accused personally. Data released by the State Board of Elections during their investigation so far shows that he's personally handled hundreds of absentee ballot requests and turning them in. Essentially, we're talking about one of two misdeeds here, or really two misdeeds. One would be actually altering people's ballots, either offering to fill them in for those people or changing them once they've been filled in and gathering them and offering to deliver them to the State Board of Elections. And then the other is actually discarding people's absentee ballots. State law requires absentee voters to submit those ballots by themselves or a near relative. But anybody other than that, it would be illegal.
So it's not required that they mail the absentee ballots. It is you could actually give them to somebody else to take in for you?
You could not. You have to mail them in, or if you're turning them in personally, it has to be you or a near relative.
Or a relative. Okay.
Correct.
All right. So the local TV station WSOC got interviews with two women this week who claimed that Dallas paid them to collect ballots. One is named Cheryl Kinlaw. Listen.
I feel bad. Now I know that it wasn't legal, but at the time, I didn't know.
Wow. There was already an investigation underway into absentee ballots involving Dallas dating back to 2016. What are Dallas and the Harris campaign saying about all this?
Not much at this point. I want to switch back for a second to Dallas Woodhouse, who's a spokesman in a sense for North Carolina Republicans. His position has kind of changed, and it may reflect what many Republicans are now saying, that there's a real pause, there's a real concern that there is actual evidence of wrongdoing here and that a delay is proper. Dallas Woodhouse noted that the U.S. House of Representatives ultimately will be the arbiter in this case. They will retain jurisdiction over whether Mark Harris gets to be seated. So even if the State Board of Elections investigation is disrupted or for some reason discontinued, the House of Representatives, with a Democratic majority come January 3rd, could elect to not seat Mark Harris until an investigation is completed.
And are people there preparing for that?
People are preparing for every kind of outcome. As you noted, it's a busy day already. Developments on many, many fronts. But when you have the chair of the Republican Party and even one of the state senators, Republican senators who was talking today, he said, I wouldn't have certified this race if it were up to me. So everybody is acknowledging that there's evidence of real, very strong evidence of possible wrongdoing.
Are people surprised that this is going on or do people feel like that this is, the way that things are handled in this county?
It's surprising that we're talking about a congressional race possibly being overturned and having to be done over. What you do hear from a lot of political participants and observers in the state is that the fact that this is taking place in Bladen County, the fact that this takes place in Robeson County and involving absentee ballots, it's actually not surprising. The Republican senators calling for a bipartisan task force have talked about past election cycles with the same kinds of problems, and why haven't they been solved? So unfortunately, this kind of chicanery is not unusual.
Rusty Jacobs at WUNC in North Carolina, thank you.
You're welcome.